Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. There's always, you know, right before the Super Bowl comes, which is in a couple of weeks, there's always like these crazy stories that come out. So it's in Atlanta. It's where it's where the Falcons play. Bucks fans know that stadium well. It's in their division. They hate it, but that's all right. But Chick-fil-A is there. They got a restaurant there. Well, Super Bowl's on Sunday.
A Sunday, right.
Chick-fil-A doesn't open on Sunday. So the Chick-fil-A location inside the stadium where the Super Bowl's going to be played will not be open, they announced yesterday. They are not doing it.
Good for them. And I know that we shouldn't be surprised by this because Chick-fil-A is always closed on Sunday. But the fact that they're sticking to their guns, despite the fact they could make so much money on Super Bowl Sunday.
They're saying it could have been a 500,000-plus afternoon at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, but they are going to punt on the money, which is they always do on Sundays, and that's it. They're not going to open. So fans of the Super Bowl, of the Patriots, and the Rams are going to have to find something else to eat. It's just unbelievable.
Let this be a reminder to everybody who's having a party for the big game to order your platters and everything else you're going to get at Chick-fil-A the day before, because they are always closed on Sunday.
Always closed on Sunday, yes. Yeah. So if you want to eat at home, you're going to have to pick that up on Saturday night. Yeah. But at the stadium, you just won't be able to do it. Yeah, you're just not going to be able to do it. Wow, that's unbelievable. That's
good for them, though.
No, I mean, listen, anybody that sticks to what they say is solid, right? And that's a solid, solid thing. But I just was like expecting, maybe they'll, you know. So this location is closed, by the way, for every Falcons Sunday game. And most of their games are on Sundays. So people say, well, then why are they even there?
Right.
Well, because they have concerts. They have tons of other events that aren't on Sundays.
But is it even worth it? I'm kind of with everybody else at that point.
I think Atlanta's like their corporate headquarters, right? So they just have it there.
Got it.
Yeah. But that's crazy. $500,000 plus they're going to punt on and say, nope.
$500,000.
No chicken for you.
No.
No chicken for you. Actually, the more I thought about it, the more we talk about that, like, honestly, I'm imagining like a cold beer and a Chick-fil-A sandwich watching a game. Like, that works for me.
You are like, making me really hungry.
Like,
What are you doing, Mark?
Imagine it like on a normal Sunday, but now that we're talking about it, I'm like, wow, that actually works for me. A Chick-fil-A sandwich and a cold beer.
Yeah, because let me tell you, if you show up with Chick-fil-A, a tray of Chick-fil-A nuggets, for the big game, you're going to someone's party, you win.
Oh, yeah.
You are the winner. As long as you got that Polynesian sauce and the barbecue
Chick-fil-A sauce is good.
Chick-fil-A sauce, thank you.
When will they start serving beer? That's like the big question right there. That's what I'll be hanging out for.
I don't think they're going to cave on
that. It's going to be a minute, yeah.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK. Deep fried Nashville. 99.5 QYK.
Well, Thomas Rhett is just on an unstoppable roll right now.
He really is.
And you figure he's had new music just back to back to back to back, and he's not done yet. He's got a new album coming out. This is Thomas talking about it.
What's up, y'all? I really just wanted to say thank you so much to my amazing fans and to everyone at Country Radio that made 16 the number one song in the country this week, and also the fifth number one off of Life Changes.
And his new album is almost done. He's also got a busy week.
He is a beast.
He's got a busy week. On Friday, he's headlining the Crash My Playa concert in Mexico.
Mexico!
Luke Bryan's down there. Dustin Lynch is down there. So many people are down
there. That'll be a good time.
Oh, man. Friday night, Thomas Rhett on the beaches of Mexico.
We're doing it all wrong. We need to be in Mexico.
We are doing this all
wrong.
Need
a margarita.
Wrong. Taylor Swift will not be in Mexico Friday at the Crash My Playa party.
I wouldn't exactly picture her there.
She's working. Man, she is playing Bamba Larina in the new Cats movie. You know, the infamous Cats play on Broadway. They're turning it into a movie. She's Bamba Larina.
Have you seen Cats?
Oh, a long time ago, yeah.
Is it your thing? I don't know that I was looking forward to this movie, but a lot of people are, so much so that she's already got 1.5 million likes on Instagram.
Yeah, she posted she was going to be Bamba Larina. She got 1.5 million likes. People are excited about it. But Jennifer Hudson's in this movie, James Corden, so who knows?
Yes, going to
come out December 2019.
Huge names.
Yeah. I think it's pretty good. Taylor Swift is unstoppable. She can do whatever she wants.
I mean, it's just really fitting because she's got Cats. Now she's in Cats. She's playing a cat.
She's a cat woman. Now she's turned into a cat.
Yeah.
It is very fitting.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QIK. All right. What's healthier for breakfast? Fruit or beer?
Well, you would think it would be fruit.
You would think.
Right.
From a carb perspective, We found out that many light beers have a lot less carbs than fruit.
Which is crazy.
Now, look, I'm not trying to tell you all what to do, but it is 7 o'clock in the morning here in Tampa Bay. And if you're thinking about a healthy fruit breakfast, I mean, maybe you should just open up your mind. I don't know. I don't know. Here's what we're going to do. Captain Chris, we're going to send him out to, like, some parking lots and stuff and ask people what they think is healthier for breakfast, fruit or beer. And we'll hear what people say next. It's Mark and Melanie, QYK. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. What's healthier for breakfast, fruit or beer? Sounds like an easy question. Not an easy question.
We've been doing it all wrong this whole time.
Yeah, listen, everybody, you're welcome. We've saved you. We've saved your life. We've extended your life probably with this new
study.
Data and study that we have. Captain Chris is out. He's all over the place, all over Tampa Bay. He's talking to people. He's like going up to random people in parking lots and just asking them, like, what would you rather have, fruit or beer? And he's got pictures of beer and fruit.
Yeah, and he's asking which one's healthier from a carb perspective. If you're on a low-carb diet, which one?
Sure. So we're going to go pick it up right now with Captain Chris asking people that question on 99.5 QYK.
All right, this is Captain Chris. We're out here asking people. Now, if you were to choose one of these two, which would you think would be better for a low-carb diet? Would you go for the apple or would you go for the Bush Light?
I don't like beer, so I go for the apple.
You go for the apple? Yeah. Well, what if I told you that the beer has much less carbs? Mm. You could go for a six-pack and still not hit 25 carbs like with the apple.
Six-pack.
That's crazy.
So does that change your breakfast decisions? You going to go for the beer or you going to go for the apple in the morning?
Well, might as well get drunk. It's going to help you.
That's right. You're cutting carbs and going it with the Bush Light.
Might as well.
If you were going to pick one of these two items to have for breakfast, which one would you pick?
The banana.
The banana. Now, what if I told you that the banana has 27 carbs and the Bush Light only has 3.2?
God, it's crazy to hear that.
Well, this one's a little bit healthier for you.
I like fruit, so I would take the banana.
All right.
It's got two things going for it.
Well, then you're going to consume a little bit more carbs than if it's a beer. Yeah. So think about that the next time you go for a banana. It might be healthier if you went for the beer. If you're on a low-carb diet and you had to choose between one of these two things to go with your breakfast, a banana or a Bush Light, which would you choose?
Oh, I'd definitely go for the Bush Light.
You would be correct, my man. With 27 carbs and a banana, you could have a Bush Light every single day of the week, one of them with your breakfast, and still be healthier and consume less carbs than if you were to eat a banana one time with your breakfast.
Life is good.
Life is good, isn't it? Yeah, you're right.
Living the dream.
Life is good, living the dream. I got to tell you, I liked bananas before we did this segment. Now I'm like mad at bananas. I'm like, bananas... You're no fun.
I don't trust you, bananas.
Have a beer every morning by the end of the week. Still not the same carbs as banana. All right, we'll pick it up with another segment next on QYK. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. Mega tickets on the way. It's 7 minutes, 7:15.
Ooh, it's so close. Get your phones ready.
99.5 QYK, 7:15. Win that mega ticket. But first, back to Captain Chris. He's rolling around Tampa Bay this morning. We discovered that it's crazy that beer may be a healthier alternative for breakfast. It has many less carbs than most fruits.
Which I would have never guessed.
Right. And so he's asking people, he's going up to people in the parking lots and he's showing them pictures of random fruits and then a can of beer. What would you think is healthier? We'll pick it up with him asking people that question in the parking lot.
Beer or banana?
Banana.
Banana. Okay. So what if I told you that if you are on a low-carb diet, this would have been the way to go. At 3.2 carbs with the Bush Light opposed to the 27 with the banana. Now, what would you think about that?
I think I'm having beer for breakfast.
The beer for breakfast, my man.
Yes.
Put beer on my cereal.
Oh. There we go. Oh. There we go.
Milk off. Was that it?
That's it, my man.
All right, fellas.
Would you go for the Bush Light or would you go for the banana?
I would go for the banana.
I'm not supposed to eat bananas, so I'm going to go for the Bush Light.
All right. Well,
but drinking's babe, okay.
I want her doctor. Oh, my doctor told me to stay away from bananas. I would have to go with the Bush Light.
Yeah, drink more beer.
That's great.
Of the two of you, she would be having the more low-carb breakfast with 3.2 carbs opposed to the 27 carbs that you find in a banana. Can you believe that?
Yes, and that's why I stand.
I believe it.
All right. So next time that you're reaching for any kind of fruit for breakfast, remember you'd be better off at the Busch Light.
Have a beer.
That's great, except I don't like beer.
No? Okay.
So that's why I chose the banana.
And beer doesn't look very good on cereal either.
I have to agree with you there. Yeah.
Don't know.
All right,
until
so
you
if
try.
You had to pick really? One of the two of these, a Busch Light or a banana, for a healthy, low-carb breakfast, which one would you guys pick?
Bud Light.
Bud Light?
There we go, Bud Light. Now, why would you pick that?
Because it has less carbs.
Now, you sound like you're somebody who knows.
Someone's
little
been
buzz
to
for
our
breakfast.
Show.
We got
really?
3.2 carbs on the beer and 27 on the banana.
Great job, Captain Chris, educating the residents of Tampa Bay about what is, in fact, a healthier breakfast. We just threw this video up from Captain Chris all around Tampa Bay this morning. You can go to the Mark and Melanie Facebook page and watch the video of him ambushing people with this hard-hitting, nutritious question.
Yeah, so, Busch Light.
Yeah,
breakfast of champions.
Absolutely.
There you go.
At least low-carb champions.
Yes.
It's healthier. All right, 5 minutes away. 5 minutes away, we got the mega ticket. And two songs you're shot to win. It's the Morning Crew, Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Baby. It's Dustin Lynch on Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. Think about Dustin Lynch. He's down in Mexico, the Crash My Playa. He was the unofficial mayor of that festival going on down there.
How do you become the unofficial mayor of something?
You have to love tequila. And seriously, that's why. That's
that
why
was
Luke,
the start. Okay.
It's funny because Dustin, I was really lucky one day. I forget where we were at Valspar, but he invited me on his bus for his on stage little party where he ramps up his band.
Oh my gosh, look at you, little groupie.
Patron. I wish he wouldn't have invited me on the bus. Two shots. And this is after a few beers already. And I was like,
out in the sun, too.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like a good day.
Crash my playa
party. No hangover.
Yeah. So have fun, Dustin Lynch. Be safe, brother. All right, here we go. We've got the mega ticket. Here's what we're going to do. The game is called Can't Say Like, or Think about talking for 15 seconds consecutively, Melanie.
Yes.
And not saying the word like, or or And you can't take long pauses.
I think I would have a hard time not pausing or saying,
Doesn't that give you anxiety just thinking about it?
Yes, because then you start overthinking it.
Right.
So much so that you forget what you're saying, and then you say, like, or
All right, caller 9, we'll start with you. We're going to give you a topic to talk about. You'll have to discuss that topic with yourself and everybody listening for 15 seconds. And you can't say, like, or 800-992-1099.
And no long pauses.
No long pauses. We'll play next on QIK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, we got the mega tickets.
Mega tickets. So many tickets you get to see.
This is so cool because it just lays out your entire concert season.
Yeah.
You're talking about Rascal Flatts, Dirks with John Party, Florida Georgia Line with Dan and Shay, Morgan Wallen, Chris Young, Chris
Jansen. A surprise superstar act that you don't even know.
We don't even know. Haven't even announced it yet. So.
And that's happening August 2nd.
All right, so all week, 7:15, we have your mega ticket here on 99.5 QIK. The game right now is called Can't Say Like, or We give you a topic to talk about. You've got to discuss it for 15 seconds with yourself. No long pauses. And you can't say the word like, or All right? Very, very tough.
I'm nervous.
We'll start with our ninth caller. Get to Drew. What's up, Drew?
Hi there.
How's it going?
Hey. It's good.
All right.
Getting ready.
We are about to get... Oh, that's not Drew. Hold on a second here. This is Drew. Drew, are you there?
Yes, hello.
How are you, Drew?
I'm good.
Is this me? Well, you have to answer that question.
I give the other lady, I hit the wrong button, but I give her a lot of credit because she just went with, yeah, I'm Drew. Like, you know what
well,
I mean?
Well, I didn't know if it was a Drew Barrymore situation where she had, you know.
I know. I thought, well, you don't hear a lot of Drews, you know, that was a woman.
But your daughter's named Austin.
Right. And Charlie. Right. So you just don't know anymore. So we got Drew. Drew, we're going to give you a topic to talk about. You've got 15 seconds to talk about it. You cannot say like, or no long pauses, and you can't just list words, okay?
Okay.
Are you all ready?
I'm ready.
What's your confidence level on 1 to 10 here, Drew?
I'm probably at 5. I just woke up.
Oh, my gosh. I love Drew's honesty. He's like, you know what? I'm not really actually awake yet.
Although I love that he answered it with, probably a 5.
Yeah, get him out now.
Get him out now, buddy.
Uh-oh.
This is for the mega ticket. Drew, your topic is Gasparilla. Go.
I have never been to the Gasparilla Parade, but it sounds like a really fun place to go. I would like to go there and drink beer and...
Drew, you said like, buddy. I'm very sorry.
Oh.
You said you would like to go there.
Not as in a comparison, but as...
But the game isn't, can't say like identity. As a comparison okay. or Amara. It's just can't say like Amara. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's tough, buddy, isn't it? It's tough.
It is. Good luck to the next one.
There you go. There you go, Drew.
All right, man.
Thanks, Drew.
We've had people say that before. They're like, I'm not using it as that. You know, we're not saying like,
right.
like, oh my God,
like a Valley girl.
Right. But
you just can't say the word like at all. I like pizza. I like going to Gasparilla. You can't say it.
Isn't that funny though? It's like, it's weird how society is. Like people say, but I wasn't using it like
you
that.
You keep using it so many times.
I say it a lot. I know. Haley.
Hi.
Hey, can you turn your radio all the way down, Haley?
Oh, sorry.
Yep. All the way.
I'm down.
To zero. There you go.
Okay,
how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Are you ready?
I think so.
15 seconds. Your topic is tailgating. Go.
When I go tailgating, I tend to get really drunk. When I get really drunk, bad things happen. So I usually choose not to get that drunk. I usually enjoy.
The pause was too long. It was a second and a half of a pause. I'm sorry, Haley.
Oh,
and
you had Haley, you were so close.
You had 2 seconds left.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, Haley. Thank you. Yeah, it was a long pause. It was just,
we've got the timer going.
Yeah,
so
it was almost 2 full seconds pause, and I saw people on the text line going, pause, she paused. All right, we still don't have a winner yet for the mega ticket. Can't say like I'm wrong. It's one of the toughest games on the radio. Call us now. Another shot to play next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Carrie Underwood, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, we're trying to give away the mega ticket. This is just one of the biggest prizes you'll ever win. Just to get your whole summer concert just planned out. You got tickets for everything. It's huge.
Well, usually you just get a pair of tickets.
Right.
But this, like you said, the summer is covered. You're getting Dierks Bentley, Rascal Flatts, a surprise superstar act that we don't even know who it's going to be.
Y'all, this is like we just give you a season pass to summer fun. That's what this is. Let's get to Brian. We're playing Can't Say Like, or we're giving you a topic to talk about. You got to go 15 seconds talking continuously, no pauses. And you can't say like, or
And the pauses have to be less than a second.
Less than a second.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, my man. How you feeling? You ready to do this?
I'm going to be honest with you, Mark. I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm going to try to bang it out.
Well,
bang it out.
If you're nervous, bang it out.
Always my motto.
Don't give up. Are you ready?
I'm ready, bud.
Your topic, Brian. You know, they're playing. They're part of the mega ticket is Dan and Shay. They had a big song. It was called Tequila. Go, Tequila. Go.
Okay, so Dan and Shay, they sing a song called Tequila. I play a little guitar, and I'm trying to learn it. They got a great vocal. Their vocals are awesome together. They're very rhythmic. Their music is very awesome. They're coming in concert with the mega ticket.
You had Brian. You had Brian. Brian.
When they come in town,
Brian. Wouldn't be funny. If you can't say Brian like or I would have failed.
Oh.
Brian, you said with 1.7 seconds left to go. Sorry, buddy.
Oh, that's a bummer.
I know. Isn't this hard, Brian? Isn't it tough?
It is tough, but you know what? I appreciate playing with you guys, and I'll give it another shot sometime.
All right, buddy.
Oh,
take
my
care
gosh.
Of
I love Brian. What? His attitude, what he's so positive.
He's like, this is a big challenge. I'm going to bang it out. I'm not going to say no. He's just going to keep going.
Look at him.
Jody.
Yes.
Hi, Jody. Are you ready for this?
Oh, she's ready.
Sure.
All right. Probably one of the biggest acts on Mega Ticket is Florida Georgia Line. Your topic is simply Florida Georgia Line. Go.
I am not interested in that Florida Georgia Line as main star. They have been on the...
Well, and unfortunately, we cannot finish that because Jody said...
There are a couple words also that you can't say.
Jody said, realized she said, and then followed up with another word. That obviously disqualifies her from playing.
Yeah, and the word wasn't like or but...
No, but you can't say that one ever, no matter what the prize is. Yeah, you can never say that word. Although I will say, right after Jody dropped that bomb, she went, sorry.
I know she did, sorry.
All right, we still don't have a winner. 800-992-1099. It's QIK. Mega Ticket, trying to give it away right now. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK.
Trying to bang it out.
Man, well, we're trying, but I tell you, we need to practice more because we have, we've had 4.5 contestants so far. One, we had to let go because dropped a bomb.
Yeah.
F-bomb. But you can't take like or ah. We'll give you 15 seconds. We'll give you a topic to talk about. You just can't say like, or it's just three things you can't say.
And
that's
also
it.
No curse words and long pauses.
That's going to disqualify you, too. Let's get to Justin. Hey, Justin.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, buddy. All right, we're going to give you a topic to talk about. You got 15 seconds. Can't say like, no pauses, okay?
I'll try to rock it
Are
out.
Are you in a convertible with the top down? What's going on?
Do you not have a windshield?
No, work van. Work van.
A work van.
Got it.
All right.
Those are loud.
Yes, sir.
All right. Here is...
Okay.
Here, yeah, we'll take that. Here is your topic. 4-day work week. Go.
4-day work week. I wish I had a 4-day work week, but I work 5 days every week, busting it out, going to work, and doing what I do best. I plumb for a living, so it's naturally something that I love. I take it
yes!
and go to work. And-
yes!
That went by so fast!
Justin, with no windshield, will be at every single Mega Ticket concert all summer long.
Yeah, he'll just be picking the bugs out of his teeth.
My girlfriend is going to love that.
Your girlfriend's going to love that?
She's going to love that.
Oh, man. Took one for the team today. Good job, buddy. Wait, Justin, how hard is that, though? It's tough, isn't it?
It is a little tough. I talk for a living, so I try to be as fluent with my words as possible, but
I got
it
you.
Was tough.
All right. Justin, hang on a
well
second.
Well done.
Another Mega Ticket tomorrow morning at 7:15, and Travis has a shot for you at 5:15 this afternoon with the Mega Tickets. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QIK. All right, Super Bowl's less than 2 weeks away. Man, it's just, I can't believe football season flew by like this. It just flew by. It's over.
Oh, darn.
One more game. Melanie doesn't care. but I thought it was really cool. So they're playing in Atlanta, and, you know, Bucks fans familiar with that. That's where the Falcons play in the division as the Bucks. Here's what's really cool. I think Atlanta did a great thing. They opened this new stadium, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and the food prices, they have the lowest concession prices in the NFL. Check this out.
What are we talking here? How much am I going to pay for a hot dog?
Dude, check this out. For the Super Bowl, okay? A Bud Light's $5. $5.
How much is it here in Tampa?
$9.50, I think.
No, it's more than that. I bet you they charge $13 nowadays.
Really?
For the tall boys, yep.
Oh, my gosh. Pizza, slice of pizza's $3. Nachos, $3.
Okay, that's so crazy.
Dude, you can get a Bud Light and nachos for $8 at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the stadium.
Also, this is good too. A pretzel's $2, hot dog $2, waffle fries $3, a bottle of water's $2. Dude, you can't go to a gas station and get a bottle of water for $2.
That's true.
It's crazy.
They have soda there that's $2 and it's free refills all over the stadium for $2 for the whole game. This is the way they've always been.
Holy cow.
Look, in the stadium.
Hold on. I just did the math, and I was terrible at math in school, but look.
Anything that involves beer and math, you
no,
can get.
No, there's no beer in this. Hold on. You can get a pretzel, a hot dog, a waffle fries, and a water. $9. It's under $10 for all that. That's crazy.
Doesn't it just make you think that we've all been getting ripped off this entire time?
Yes.
It should be these prices at every stadium.
I just can't believe they're not jacking them up for the Super Bowl, but they're not going to do it.
You would think.
But, all right, it's not all good news, though.
Uh-oh.
There is a Chick-fil-A restaurant inside that stadium. the Super Bowl is played on.
Mm-hmm. A Sunday.
It's Super Bowl Sunday. Chick-fil-A says they will remain closed. They're not going to bend.
Sticking to their guns.
They're not going
to
bend. So you can get all that other stuff, but you will not get a Chick-fil-A sandwich. Dude, isn't that a deal? Under 10 bucks, all that stuff?
That really is.
Beer and nachos, $8.
You just have to pay a bazillion dollars to get into the game.
Yeah, that's true. Sort of a high ticket, so that's true. 99.5. Would you just be positive?
Sorry.
Gosh.
Great deal.
Yeah, amazing deal.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Luke Combs, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, Melanie, you buying these conspiracy theories like, you know, Google's tracking you and the social media apps are inside your brain?
I mean, are they really conspiracy theories anymore? Because before I've even said something out loud, there is an advertisement in my Facebook and Instagram about it. So I've got to believe that somehow they are tracking. Maybe they're listening through the microphone on my phone. I always just hit accept to all of those things. Like, hey, we've updated our terms and policies.
Yeah, nobody reads all that.
Accept. Okay, let me into the app.
And what if you don't like them? Are you going to not accept? No, you're going to accept.
Right.
Right? So, you're just going to accept. So
yeah, I believe in the conspiracy theories. Totally.
So I just bought a smart TV. You know, it doesn't pick
so
up the local channels.
So much better than the dumb ones, yeah.
Right, the dumb TVs are out. You got to buy the smart TVs. And I had to thumb through all of this stuff to get down to the accept. And a buddy of mine was like, yeah, you know, those things have cameras in them. And you've accepted that it can.
Thank you.
But I don't see it. I went home and looked after this guy told me this.
Just because you see it doesn't mean it's not there. Hello, haven't you heard all those stories about the creepers in the bathrooms?
That's what he said. He said behind the case, there's this secret camera and they're watching you because they want to see. The idea is they want to see like what you're eating, what you're drinking, your habits, so that because it's a smart TV,
yes,
they can throw ads to you when you're watching Netflix, Amazon Prime, all that stuff.
And they can also sell that information to third parties.
Sure. Yeah, they can be like, hey, we know a guy and he drinks this kind of beer, but you could change his mind for this amount of money.
Right, or if it's Kevin's smart TV, he eats a lot of Doritos.
Right. And
really?
Well,
oh, I'm sorry, Nutri-Grain bar.
Only
sorry.
For breakfast.
He switched.
Only for breakfast, though. Yes, he wouldn't be doing that at home at night.
Switched to Nutri-Grain bars.
So who buys in the conspiracy theories? Like, who has, like, I'm not saying like you have to have proof, but like what's happened where you're like, oh my gosh, you got to be kidding me. 800-992-1099. Like, you did something and then this happened. You're like, yep, they're listening. They're watching.
Oh, 100%. I remember we were all out at the beach recently and nobody had sunscreen and we were talking about it and we were saying, oh man, you know, I like this tanning oil that has a little bit of sunscreen in it. And next thing I know, I had sunscreen ads all in my Instagram feed.
Yeah, but it's just that. But you're not going to leave the beach to go buy it. But what they're doing now, like Amazon, they're doing those drone deliveries. They're mm-hmm. testing that. So soon, you're right, you'll say, I need sunscreen. I'm at the beach. It'll be like, do you want a drone drop-off? And you'll hit yes, and the drone will fly over. It'll drop your sunscreen.
We are living in the future.
Isn't that crazy, though?
Yes, it's nuts.
Anything you want can be immediately brought from, like, even right now, from any restaurant, no matter what time of day it is. Like, they'll go get it and bring it right to you. Somebody
will. We've been talking about Chick-fil-A all morning, so.
God, I know. Interesting. We'll see what happens later today in our social media feeds. We've been talking about Chick-fil-A all morning.
I bet all of a sudden we'll start seeing posts about it.
I know. But that's what happens. But is it really a conspiracy? Like, what are they trying to do from it?
Well, you've heard, too, about the 10-year challenge, because everybody's been posting up these photos of them from 10 years ago and now. And there's this whole conspiracy theory that now Facebook is taking that facial recognition technology and they're developing, I guess, how people age, and they could sell it then to a third party, like the police.
See, I read a thing where they're going to sell those pictures to the government so that they have pictures of how you aged over the years, ever need it. So everyone was like, oh, look at me 10 years ago, and oh, look at me today. And it's like, yep, right to the CIA files.
There you
know what I mean?
I know. That, so do you believe it?
That isn't sort of. Everybody did it, but I didn't do it.
I didn't put one up.
I didn't put one up. And then I hear these stories. I'm like, I'm not going to put one up. But then I'm like, come on, really? Like, what are they going to do with it?
Right. It's like the people that unplug the Alexa.
Right. We'll get your calls on the way next. New music on 99.5 QIK, Brantley Gilbert, Lindsay L. What happens in a small town? It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew on QIK. All right. So we're talking about these conspiracy theories, like with technology, whether it's smart TVs or
Alexas.
I have friends that unplug the Alexa before they leave.
Brian, my fiance, he always is unplugging Alexa.
Yep.
And I will wake up and ask Alexa, hey, Alexa, what's the weather today? And then I won't get a response. And I was like, did you not hear me? And then I repeat it, and I go over and look. It's been unplugged.
The rumor is, like, the conspiracy rumor is, like, so when it knows the house is empty, it doesn't hear noise for some amount of time, it'll start uploading all the information that get heard to, like, the mothership. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's the conspiracy theory that the mothership. Yeah, and then the flying saucer land on your house and suck you out of into the sky and no one will ever see you again.
That sounds fun.
It's happened to nobody, by the way. So I don't know if any of this is true. But I do think it's interesting, too. I read another thing about, do you remember the blue dress? Was it blue or white? Remember the dress, the color of the dress?
Oh, yeah. It was blue and black. Or blue or white and gold.
Well, the conspiracy theory was those are around the times when those phones came out that had like those retina scans, your eyes could, it would read
your... No way. So what, people were looking at their screens so closely?
But it was reading, it was getting like your eye code.
Scanning
the code of
your eye.
It's kind of like when you go to the airport and there's that special clear line. It was like that. Also, I wonder too about when you're listening to the words of those, like, what was it? What was that one thing where it was like you're trying to figure out what word it said?
Oh, the Yanny and Laurel.
Right. Well, people were repeating it over and over, and they said that they're trying to get voice recognition, so they needed you to say things a certain way.
Oh,
I may read conspiracy blogs once in a while.
I can tell.
It's pretty interesting, though. But
it does get you thinking.
I know. I mean, it's kind of just like you just want to throw your phone like in the bay and just go, I'm never going to deal with this thing again. Let's talk to Sean. We're just talking about conspiracy theories. What's going on, Sean?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. What's up?
Well, I just wanted to let you know that in broadcasting school, there was actually a professor that said that the government was using the old picture tube television sets. You can actually get a reverse feed on it and see into the person's living room. It ended up being fuzzy, so you couldn't really see them, but it was something that they were doing back then before we started having the smart TVs. And from a marketing standpoint, it is nice in a way. If you were marketing for a company, you don't want to advertise Doritos to somebody that hates Doritos. Mm. So that way you can focus your money and your marketing. But it is scary to know that somebody can easily be watching in on you. But you're right. I don't even read those things. I just hit accept.
Was that the same broadcasting school that told you you had to play, like, requests when people call and requested songs and you actually had to play them?
Well, I actually used to be a DJ in Indiana, and I would always say yes to the request from the federal penitentiary that was nearby because I didn't want to mess with that.
In case they ever
good
got
call,
out.
Good
yeah,
call.
That's true. The only way you'll ever get a request on the radio these days is you have to be calling from prison. That's the only way.
Absolutely.
Thanks, y'all. Appreciate it, buddy. Isn't that crazy? All this high-tech stuff going on, these conspiracy theories, and it's all like, it all boils down to like, well, if people are trying to sell Doritos, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
That's what all this is about. It's about money, like everybody else making money.
I'm going to test out the theory, though. So I got my phone right now. I'm just going to say a bunch of things I want to see and see if it works. So like Channing Tatum without a shirt on.
Names of guys.
Money, coffee, Target. Things I want to see.
So just do that all day?
Yeah, and then just saying it right into my phone. Let's
yeah,
see.
And then your fiance gets your phone and he's like, what are you doing? Like, what's going on in your life right
Why
now?
Why is Channing Tatum shirtless all in your feed?
All day.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
All right, so are we doing it all wrong? 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie.
Probably.
Tampa Bay's Morning
I don't even
Morning
know what it is. But
probably.
Yeah.
100%. All right, so here's the thing. I was thinking about this the other day. I can't like get it out of my mind. We go to high school, and either right after the high school, you either get a job or you go to college, and then no matter what, you immediately start working.
Right.
And then you work forever so that you can retire when you're, let's just say, 65-ish.
Do people even retire anymore, though? Because my mom is now 64, and she's not retired.
Yeah, it's going down, like the percentage of people. But let's just say between 65 and 70. Great, you're retired and just in time to enjoy, like, knee replacements and hip replacements and your back hurts and you have headaches and you're, let's face it, in the worst shape of your entire life, right?
Yeah.
You're 70.
Hangovers are brutal.
Right. Everything's bad and getting worse, okay? So why, Kevin?
Just give something positive. It's what? All negative.
There yeah. are so many positives. You probably have grandchildren at this point.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Oh, yeah. No.
You
don't have to
all
go
bad.
To work.
It's hip replacements and surgeries.
I'm talking about your body.
You're such a ball of sunshine.
No, I'm talking about your body and yourself, okay? Why don't we do it like this? why don't you just travel and live the high life, like just do whatever until you're about 35 or 40 and then just say, I'm going to work till I'm 100.
Because here's the issue with that is that was my idea. Oh, yeah, I want to travel. I want to do all these things.
Yeah, like you don't have kids. You ought to be traveling the world right now.
Okay, right. Except guess what? It takes
hope you're enjoying your new job. You ought to be traveling the world right now.
Believe me, every once in a while with you, I'm like, Tahiti sounds nice right about now. No, but honestly, it takes money to travel. And you need a job in order to make money. Once you have a job, you don't have time to travel.
You can be a travel blogger. There's a million things you can do to make money. You can go get random jobs. You know what I'm saying?
Like random jobs, but you have to have a schedule. You can't just take off and go travel the world.
But you can.
That's not real life.
That's called tasting adventure. And I just wonder if we're doing...
Tasting adventure.
I'm serious.
Get out of here.
He's tasting adventure.
Okay.
800-992-1099. Are we doing it all wrong? Maybe somebody out there did that. Maybe like, oh, no. I did all my experiences by the time I was like 35 or 40, and then the rest of life, we'll just see whatever. If I have to work, I'll work. But, you know, who knows?
Well, because there's a new study saying that people are waiting longer to have children, and it's because they want to travel. That's the number one thing. Not about getting their finances in place or buying a home, anything like that. It's specifically they're waiting to have kids because they want to travel.
Well, and so your banking experiences, right? Your banking experiences.
Well, you're tasting, what is it? What am I tasting?
Tasting adventure.
Oh, right, I'm tasting adventure.
Sounds like a new... I don't know what that could be.
It
that could
like
be
stale
something.
Coffee.
It could be something. Tasting adventure. I don't know what that would be.
Just kidding, Kevin. I like this coffee.
It's like it could be like a pyramid scheme. Tasting adventure. You know what I mean? Like I feel like it could be something there. 800.
Like you're selling me retirement.
Right. I don't know what it is. 800-992-1099. Maybe we're doing it all wrong. Like Melanie, like you're engaged, but.
Yes.
You don't have kids.
We don't have kids yet.
You guys could be like backpacking in the Alps. You could be in Costa Rica.
Yeah, but
we
couldn't because we would need money to do that. And we both have jobs.
So you're going to wait till you're like 75, worst shape of your life.
That's the thing that's really
tired.
That's super depressing to think about. But
I
feel like that's the reality. In my head, I would have already traveled the world. But in reality, in my bank account, it's like, okay, I'm traveling to Tampa.
All right, I like that. So you have reality between your ears, but then you have reality bank account.
Yes.
I get you. All right. There might be some common ground there. We'll get your calls on the way. It's 99.5 QIK. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's 99.5 QIK, Mark and Melanie. We're talking about, like, are we doing it all wrong? Like, this study came out and it said, hey, you got to get all your traveling and all your fun stuff done before you have kids, like before you start, like, that big career.
Yeah, and more people are waiting to have kids, not to buy a house or save money, but just so they can go travel, not to get married, just travel.
Melanie, you know, you grew up in St. Pete. You're now planning a wedding, been engaged for a couple of months.
Yep.
But... it's scary, right? To just say, we'll just travel and not worry, because then you're like, but is that real life?
Right, because I have a job, so I can't go travel the world right now, but I would love to prior to having kids, but I just don't think that's my reality.
Madalena is in Port Richey, and your son, Madalena, is like a world traveler?
My son is 18 years old, just graduated high school last June, and he has been to 14 different countries.
That's what I'm talking about.
What? That is so amazing.
Yep. And how is he, like, fueling that? Like, is he working random jobs? Is he, what's he doing?
But it all started with his senior class trip that went to Paris, Switzerland, and Germany.
Oh, wow.
So because he was an honor roll student, we afforded him that trip.
I want to be that kid. He's 18. I want to be that kid. That's awesome.
I wish my parents would have paid for a trip for me when I was that young.
I don't even know if it's like, if you want them to, well, of course it'd be nice if they paid for it. But even if they just inspired you to like take a risk, you know, like you don't have to follow the path that everybody else is doing. I think that's just as good as giving somebody that confidence and that fire. You know what I mean?
I feel like my mom always supported whatever I decided to do and pushed me, but she wasn't funding it. So it was like, shoot for the stars. But hopefully they're not that far because you don't got a lot of money.
Amanda is 21. Hey, Amanda.
I've traveled to quite a few different countries, and being so young and being on a budget, it's nice. It's nice to see the world, but when I'm living in my 70s, I'll have saved up more, I'll have more money, and I'll just be able to afford better vacations and probably have a little bit more patience that I've gained in life by then.
Amanda, I got to tell you, you make some great points. You are also Melanie in training. You are destined to be the next Melanie, which isn't a bad thing at all. Mitt.
So wait a second. How are you paying for these trips?
I studied abroad, so I was over in Ireland for a few months, and once you're over there, it's actually a lot cheaper to travel.
So just getting over there is the initial hurdle,
but
and
once
then
you're
once
there,
you're there, you can go travel everywhere.
Yeah, like plane tickets over there between countries are like $20.
It's like, Melanie, if you wanted to drive from your house in St. Pete to Pasco County, it's like free. You just pay for the gas. It's not that bad.
Yeah, once I'm already here, it's very affordable.
Right. Really easy.
Because right, that's what I wanted. It was a just tour of Pasco County.
Amanda, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Isn't it funny? We have two calls. You have an 18-year-old and a 21-year-old, and they're on two opposite. The one just wants to keep traveling, doing it. The other one has done it and is like, nope, now I'm going to get it conservative.
She's living for her 70s.
She said, in the 70s, I want to have a lot of money. I want to have my freedom. I want to be. It's just really interesting.
Cool. So I just have to wait 50 more years, basically.
Enjoy.
I guess 40.
Enjoy the ride. That's what you got to do right now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.